We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team for quite an impressive effort last Saturday, knocking off 13th-ranked Colgate, 34-14. Just give me your impressions on what went so well for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rob. Our guys just seemed ready to play. You know, it's been 9 months since you play against another opponent, and I think they were just itching and excited to get up there and play against someone else, and they came ready, and our coaches did a great job preparing them, and, you know, it was real exciting to see the guys came out with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and, you know, there's always going to be those first game mistakes, which we had our share, but we were able to gain some momentum with the two back-to-back turnovers that led to drives, actually scored on the interception right after we scored our first touchdown, and that kind of gave us the momentum we needed, and able to thankfully we're able to sustain that throughout most of the game.
Yeah, I was gonna, we'll start there. A lot of things to talk about, but your ability to force those turnovers and then, as you touched on, turn them into points. The one was the pick six, but how big, especially on a road against a quality team, to be able to take advantage of that and get that early 14-0 lead?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, the first quarter ended up 0-0, as you know, and then, you know, they had a little bit of a drive going, and we were able to get that fumble and convert that drive that we got off of that turnover into points. And then the very next possession on their third down play, Jaquan Amos was able to come up with the pick six to, you know, go 14-0 in a short period of time there in the second quarter. And then, you know, we got the momentum and it steamrolled and ended up 27-0 at the half. We put a couple more in before the half. So that was huge. That was big because – you know, our defense started out and held them to two consecutive three and outs. Our offense drove a little bit but got called back due to a penalty, so we had to punt the first two possessions away, and then that's where the turnovers occurred after that. So that was really a big momentum change and a momentum swing for us. And, you know, whenever you can do that against anybody, if you can win the turnover battle, which we talk about all the time, and, you know, we got those two and we didn't give up any, you know, that can definitely help in the result of the game for sure.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Well, let's go to the offensive side of the ball, where you certainly have found a quarterback in Danny Smith, the transfer from Campbell, 205 yards and three touchdowns through the air and another 37 yards and a touchdown rushing. I know you had a pretty spirited quarterback competition. What went into selecting Danny as your starter, and then how impressed were you with the way that he played on Saturday?
Yeah, we were all impressed. He's just done a really good job picking up the system. I think what has helped him, you know, to compete and earn that starting spot and starting nod for us is, you know, we brought in Chris Bowden, new coordinator. So the terminology has changed. The overall scheme and system hasn't changed dramatically as far as what we've been doing previous years, but the implementation of it and so on. And then the calls have changed. So Jack Shetlick and Kadir, they've been here, they've been within our system, within our program, have played for us, but they're all starting at the same place with Chris. You know, they're all starting learning Chris's terminology. So Dan just did a great job picking up, and they really helped each other throughout the summer. When they were here during the month of July, during summer school, all three of them, and really we have seven quarterbacks in the room now, which we've never had that many before, but all seven of them would come in on their own during the summer and watch film and help each other learn what was going on and watch a lot of film together and talk through the terminology together. And we just felt that Dan picked things up and made good decisions throughout. We alternated pretty much throughout all of preseason with those three guys that I mentioned first, Kadir, Jack, and Dan. And we just felt Dan was a little further along than the other two. And, you know, the 2 years starting experience that he has played down at Campbell prior to coming here obviously translated and carried over to when he was here. So we went with him, and really pleased with his effort on the field. He makes quick decisions. He's able to run when things break down a little bit, and he did pick up a couple first downs for us with his feet and actually scored a touchdown. And then, you know, he delivers a nice ball, and it comes out pretty quick. So we gave him the nod, and he took advantage of it, and we're pleased with his performance on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Justin Covington with 19 carries, 134 yards, and then also Jalen Jackson with a good effort, 64 yards on the ground, and then caught that nice pass out of the backfield. How impressed were you with those two guys on the ground?
Really impressed with those guys. They, you know, saw the holes pretty well, obviously, and ran physical. They ran tough. They ran out of a few tackles a couple times throughout the course of the game. They're both very strong, you know, as far as, you know, strength and weight room, and they run that way. And we're real pleased with their performance. You know, they both played last year, so even though this is, I guess, with the loss of Aaron Forbes, Cubs' first starting opportunity, and same with Jalen as far as getting in a little more than maybe when we had all three of them going rotationally last year. But those two guys, you know, had a really good game for us, and we're excited to see that.
Last one, offensively, you obviously knew going in that Colgate defense, the numbers they put up a year ago were unbelievable, five shutouts and 9 points a game or whatever it was. Were you surprised at all with the success that your offense was able to have to be able to put up 34 points?
I don't know if surprise is the word, but you never know going into an opening game, especially against an opponent that you haven't played in a number of years. And when you're watching film in the offseason, you are looking at, especially in the opener, you're looking at last year's team. And as I said before the game with some of the people that have asked in the preseason, you know, each year, no matter who you're playing against and no matter who you are and how many returning starters you may or may not have back on paper, it's going to be a different year. You know, you're going to graduate some seniors, which they did and we did. You're going to bring in a new freshman class, and you got to go out there, and it's going to be a different year. So I was just happy with our performance. You try to not overanalyze your opponent, and you try to just make sure you're doing what you need to do within your own system on offense, defense, and special teams. And our guys were able to do that. You know, their numbers last year, you can't argue with it. They were super impressive, but they did graduate some guys on defense. So, you know, I'm sure they're having some guys that are trying to be first-year starters as well. And we're just pleased with the way our guys came out and responded and played hard. And I know that, you know, our guys maybe went in there knowing that they were the underdog or whatever you want to call it. But we're really just pleased with the enthusiasm and effort our guys put on the field.
I want to switch to the defensive side of the ball, where you were also really impressive. Hold Colgate to 288 yards and pitched a shutout there in the first half. What impressed you with the performance of your defense?
Well, just the way they run to the ball and their physicality. Like I said, they came out and they really, I think, set the tone early with the first couple three and outs. And, you know, they struggled. When I say they, Colgate had a little challenging time running against us. And I know they would probably want to run the ball more than they want to throw the ball. At least that's what they've shown in previous seasons. And we forced them out of that a little bit, and they had to try to, you know, throw the ball a little more than probably they wished to. But our guys just came to the play. They were flying to the football. The two turnovers, like we just talked about, were definitely difference makers and critical at that phase of the game. And our guys just responded well to the challenge, because Colgate, you know, they do a lot of zone reading, and they read just about anybody, and you're not sure if they're reading the down lineman or reading one of the linebackers, and then they throw the RPO stuff in there, and Brenneman can run. You know, he was their leading rusher as far as carries and so on. So he's a good quarterback who runs that system really well. And, you know, I think our guys played pretty good sound defense and were able to hit the gaps and, you know, just do their job and do it very well. And like I said, they played fast and physical, and that's what we asked. We wanted them to get after them a little bit, and I think we did that.
We touched on, I think everybody around the conference knows what a good player Jaquan Amos is, but certainly made a statement, six tackles, the fumble recovery, and then the pick six, as we spoke about. How good a game, as you've gone back and looked at film, how good a game did he have?
He's good. He's a really good player. He's doing a really good job. And, you know, he's good in coverage. He'll come up and he'll play physical for you. Malik Fisher, our DN, is the one that forced that fumble that Jaquan was able to recover. And then the interception, Forrest Ryan kind of was in Brenneman's vision there and forced the hurry. So the pass was really behind the receiver, and as Jaquan was trailing the guy he was covering, it kind of came to him, and he just made a really nice play on the ball. So Jaquan's a really good player for us, and, you know, not overly vocal, but really leads in the back end there and does a great job with the secondary, and we're excited that, you know, he'll come in and hopefully have a really good junior year for us.
All right, Mark, congratulations again on the great start to the season, and enjoy the open week here, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Sounds great, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.